You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I am Cynthia Cooper, newly named to the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTRradio.com.
There's no question. She's very deserving. Anytime you get in, whatever the year, it doesn't really matter, just so you get in, and there's more, no one more deserving than Cynthia Cooper. Just one of the greatest people I've ever been around. I can remember a time that when we were playing in Detroit, we clinched everything, home court, throughout the playoffs. We were having a magical year in 98, and she got hurt in the first half. So in the second half, I just nonchalantly said, Cynthia, I think we'll let you set it out. And we dropped behind about 12 or 13 points. And all of a sudden, I saw somebody go by me to the scorer's table. And I said, Cooper. She said, Coach, well, I'm not going to sit here and sit on the bench and watch us get beat. I'm going to play. I said, well, there's nothing I can do about that. Get in the game. She scored 14 points in 11 minutes. We come back and win by two. No. I said, well, what if that would have hurt you for the playoffs? She said, Coach, I could get hurt getting out of my car.
How long did it take you to realize that this was a really special team?
Well, first of all, Cheryl was pregnant at that time and couldn't play, but I got the job. I didn't know Cynthia Cooper that well. I'd heard a little bit about her, but I didn't know her that well. And Jennifer Gillum, who's now the coach of the Sparks, played for me at Ole Miss, and she called me. She said, Coach, you don't realize this, but you have got some kind of player. We have our first practice with the Houston College in 1997. We practiced about 30 minutes, and I said, oh, my goodness, do we have us a special player? We practiced another hour and a half. Tana Thompson started playing. I said, we got two great players. We got a shot to win a championship. Cheryl Swoop comes along later, and sure enough, we do win a championship.
And then, of course, you add in Janeth and Tammy, and you know, those teams will always go down as most definitely the best in the history of the WNBA.
I don't think there'll ever be a team like that, like those teams were.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.